Well, what better way to start off episode 41 than the Bay City Rollers with a little track called Let's Pretend. Of course, you're listening to a complete abridged record collection, the radio show / internet podcast / internet broadcast, where I, your host, David Barkley, play one song from every record in my record collection. And today, starting off episode 41, I feature a band called the Bay City Rollers in my record collection. A pretty recent addition, to be honest. It was about 2 years ago. About 2 years, just a little over 2 years ago. I had just finished my qualifying exam. So we're talking 2008. I literally just finished, and to celebrate, I went to Record City in San Diego, California, and I decided to buy every Bay City Rollers record they had. So for like under $20, I got like 7 Bay City Roller records, including this rad one called Elevator, which has on the cover a picture of space, and there's a door opening in space, which is an elevator door, and inside the elevator is a pill. Yeah. That one's from the late 70s. The one we listened to today is from a little album called Dedication, and they're wearing some pretty sweet jumpsuits, some Adidas shoes, and they are looking pretty good. 1976, a little earlier than their tripped out days. Well, I remember buying these records, and then someone took a picture of me in the street with my pants down. What happened to that picture? That's a question for the ages, and that's what you're listening to right now. Me listening to music for the ages, because this music is me, and the only person that should be listening to this is me in the future, reliving my own life. Coming up next, an album I bought from the Dove thrift store in Oceanside, California, called Squirt Does Its Thing, and it's gotta be from it's from 1970, actually. I can see mint condition, never being played. When I say Squirt does its thing, I mean the drink Squirt. This is a promotional album for the drink Squirt, and yeah, they have some cover songs. It's semi-soft music in a Tijuana style is what it proclaims to be. There's no artist. It's just the artist known as Squirt performing here. And, you know, it's got your Lonely Bowl, your Spanish Flea, all that stuff, whipped cream. But I'm going to play Honey. Not A Taste of Honey. I'm going to play Honey. And celebrate buying horrible records at thrift stores, because they're sort of funny and they might be good, and then they just turn out to be horrible. That's what I'm going to celebrate, so enjoy. Enjoy this while you can. Thank you. Well, the unremarkable, no, unmistakable, I should say, the very remarkable, Heavenly, from the Heavenly versus Satan LP, a song called Wish Me Gone. And this LP I bought in England, of all places, in 2005 on a trip there with my friends that we played music together. I didn't actually buy it in England. I guess I bought it in Scotland at a record store called Avalanche Records. And, you know, for a North American, it was an exciting find. I lugged it around Europe and finally got to listen to it when I got home. I actually bought a portable record player. That's not true. And I probably listened to it on a portable record player in a small apartment in Paris. Sounds romantic, doesn't it? It was all right. But it was very exciting to find this record. I also got a shop assistant's record on that same trip. And did not pay through the nose, my friends. Did not pay through the nose because that's not my style. But the real memories of this album are rich. This is an incredibly amazing album to me in my personal life. I actually bought the CD version of it first from a little record store in Toronto called Soundscapes. And I said record store, but no, they didn't sell any records. They only sold CDs, and they only sold amazing CDs. It was like a boutique, a CD boutique. They had ridiculous sections, like Americana Inside Noise or something, post 73 to 74. And they'd have just the quintessential CDs, and this was one of them. I went and bought it there for like $20+. It was crazy, but it was so good. And then years later, I found it on LP and loved it so much, bought it a second time. And here I am talking about it because I love it. I love myself. It's crazy. It's disgusting. Before that, we listened to Squirt playing Honey from their Squirt Does Its Thing promotion LP, promoting the drink Squirt. That's right. Coming up next is a record, also relatively recent acquisition, last couple years or so. It's a band called Desolation Wilderness, and I bought it from the band. Or, you know what, I think maybe the band gave it to me. I can't really remember either one. I do like the record. I like the band a lot, and they I saw them at a show. They stayed at the house, so maybe they left. I can't remember. I just remember the guy in the band, Mr. Desolation Wilderness, seeming super moody, like at the show. He didn't really talk to me at all. And then when he came over to my house, he was so nice and open and warm and friendly. And that made me like the band a lot more. I liked it already, but then I was just like, oh, this guy is he's so nice once you get a little bit closer to him. I like that in a person. It's an interesting quality. So from his album White Light Strobing, we're going to listen to a song called Leaving Song. The band Desolation Wilderness, The Life, My Life.
Thank you. darling, I can do that. It is against the copyright act, but still.
If you were anything like me, you had that track cranked, and we're feeling pretty good about life. I guess that, my friends, was a little track called Inchi Party by Oreis Grunter. Yeah, pretty cool name. From the little album called Soka Fusion Volume 4, Soka Syndrome. From 1987, an album that I bought actually in Victoria, British Columbia, Canada, because it's weird to see like an 80s soca record in Victoria. I mean, it's bad enough Canada, but at least Toronto you can see them, but it's just weird. So I just bought it, and that song, The Beginning, was really awesome. I find like horns always kind of ruin any like post calypso intense dance music. But hey, that's just me. What do I know? Also, me buying these records, what does it tell you about me? It tells you that I'm basically, when I go to Victoria, I'm really like reaching out. I'm really trying to like find the new thing. It's like, hey, I've never really bought a soca record before. This looks crazy, a soca record from the 80s. You know, trying to impress certain people, trying to impress myself maybe even. And I don't really listen to this record that much, but I would definitely play that at a dance night. So you know, that's good. Before that we listened to College Radio moment there, folks. Listen to Desolation Wilderness. Yes, great little track there, so memorable, as you can tell. Well, coming up next is, in fact, a very memorable record. It's The Fall's Ben Sinister, which was given to me by my brother for either Christmas or birthday quite a while ago. My brother is a massive Fall fan, first being a Pavement fan and then figuring out, of course, you know, that they're basically a Fall cover band. Well, this is sort of their seminal album. I've always been partial to Mr. Pharmacist, catchy little number. But I'm going to play a track called DKTR Faustus, Dr. Faustus. And what can I say about The Fall? Great band. This is my first Fall record. Thanks to my brother. Thank you for introducing me to unending supply. The thing I like the most about The Fall is that they release lots of records with the same songs in it. I'm dead serious. I find that great, because, you know, that's what life is like, you know, to sort of start on a whole new record every couple of years. You know, you sort of, you play the same songs over and over again, and you write new ones, and you get rid of old ones, and sometimes you bring back old ones, and sometimes you decide to do them in a different way. And I think I tip my hat to Marky Smith for that very fact. The Fall.
Yeah. when the Yankees came to Trinidad, all the native young girls was more than glad, saying G.I. boys are very nice, they make Trinidad like paradise.
Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, going down Point Cumana, father, mother and daughter, working for the Yankee dollar.
Money in the land,
the Yankee dollar day.
Out on Manzanilla Beach, G.I. romance with native peach. Friends, it is a pleasure to see love making under the bamboo tree.
Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, going down Point Cumana, father, mother and daughter, working for the Yankee dollar.
Money in the land,
the Yankee dollar bill.
Now the native girls can cut a rug. You should see them dancing like a jitterbug. They get hip to the Yankee jive. On the dance floor you should see them glide.
Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, going down Point Cumana, father, mother and daughter, working for the Yankee dollar.
Money in the land,
the Yankee dollar bill.
In old Trinidad when I was there, financial condition was very fair. But now in this 20th century, they're spending their money on luxury.
Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, going down Point Cumana, father, mother and daughter, working for the Yankee dollar.
Money in the land,
the Yankee dollar bill.
The Andrew sisters and Bing Crosby must take a trip to the West Indies, sit down under the silvery moon and hear the Calypsonians croon.
Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, going down Point Cumana, father, mother and daughter, working for the Yankee dollar.
Trinidadian girls are very nice. They go out to picnics day and night. The G.I. say that they treat them right when they dish them out a plate of barefoot rice.
Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, going down Point Cumana, father, mother and daughter, working for the Yankee dollar. The Yankee dollar bill.
Young and the old are just the same. When it comes to a good time, there are always game. They will eat and drink as long as it's free. That's the policy of the West Indies.
Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, going down Point Cumana, father, mother and daughter, working for the Yankee dollar.
Money in the land,
the Yankee dollar bill.
They will leave Port of Spain at the break of day in a taxi cab bound for Tetron Bay, with rum and coke, everything to eat. That's what we call a West Indian feast.
Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, going down Point Cumana, father, mother and daughter, working for the Yankee dollar.
Money in the land,
the Yankee dollar bill.
These girls don't know what it is all about. When the liquor is in, the wits is out. They will start a fight on Henry Street and attract the policeman on the beat.
Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, going down Point Cumana, father, mother and daughter, working for the Yankee dollar.
Money in the land,
the Yankee dollar bill.
Friends, I know that I am right. Trinidad is a paradise.
You always have plenty money to spend. Then you will have a nice girlfriend.
Drinking rum and cocoa, cola, going down Point Kumana. Father, mother and daughter, working for the Yankee dollar. The Yankee dollar bill. Rum and cocoa.
Luxuries, man, luxuries. Life of Riley Moore. Life of Riley.
Houdini, yes, the Calypso Master, and a little song called Rum and Coca-Cola from a very special LP in my heart, but not a very special LP, I'm sure, in the world. It's called Your Musical Holiday in the West Indies, and I believe it's put out by an airline. No, it's Decca Records, actually. Inspired by the pages of Holiday Magazine. Sounds like akin to the Squirt comp we listened to earlier. But this is just an amazing collection of Calypso, The Lion, Lord Beginner, Kitchener, Moore, and of course Houdini, the master there. Amazing song. And this is the first Calypso record I ever bought. That's right. Tearing up just at the thought of it. I got it in all places at a thrift store in Salt Lake City. Basically, I was just totally inspired by the cover. And little did I know, I would become a Calypso fanatic over the year or two after buying this record. And I got really into buying Calypso records, and now I have quite a collection. In this program, we have not played that many Calypso records. It's because they're all sitting next to my lamp on my floor. And once we get to that Calypso section, man, it's going to be nonstop Calypso. It's going to be sickening for y'all. Well, yeah, I'll never forget that trip to Salt Lake City. I walked around alone, and little did I know, this little cheesy 25-cent Calypso compilation would change my life. It really did. Really, really, really did. Believe it or not. That song being the one. Okay, well, before that, we listened to The Fall playing Dr. Faustus. Very great record there. And this one, also amazing. This is me. We're really showing me right now. This is the Norman Luboff Choir singing Songs of the West. We're going to listen to Bury Me Not on the Lone Prairie. This record also changed my life. Another thrift store record. Mainly bought because it's got an amazing cover. It's one of the few records that has a cover with no text on it, just a beautiful fake color photograph, or maybe not fake color, but a colored poorly photograph from the 50s. And just a bunch of beautiful songs. Man, they're all the ones that you know. Red River Valley, Colorado Trail, they're all dumb songs. Streets of Laredo. They're all these songs that you can't relate to when you hear them. You think, you know, when you're a kid, you're like, what is this West, this dumb songs of the West? I don't care about these at all. But when you hear them like this, it suddenly makes sense to you. It really does. I don't know. It opened my eyes to this whole culture, this sort of singing a song that everyone knows and the reason why they all know it. But anyways, it also inspired me to write a song of my own about seagulls, not about, cows, but about seagulls. And, we're going to listen to Bury Me Not on the Lone Prairie. I really couldn't choose. Oh, actually, you know what? I'm just reading over the titles and Cool Water. That song is amazing. Incredible. I'm just going to cue that up. I got to do it. Cool water.
Water. All day I face without the taste of water.
Just incredible song there, incredible. And, you know, I feel like this next one, just this combination here, I'm just going to throw on a last song and finish up this episode 41 early, because what a lineup there. The Fall, Houdini, Norma Luboff Choir. It's just, this is me in 2010, 2009, 2008, I think. This is just, you know... This is me. This is what this radio program is all about. Me reliving my life, and right now we're reliving the present. So 30 years from now, me listening to this is just going to be bowled over by this sequence of events, finishing out episode 41, none other than Jonathan Richman, Because Her Beauty Is Raw and Wild, an album that I bought after seeing him play this song and just feeling really inspired. So hope you can feel the same 30 years from now, me.
Because her beauty is raw and wild, she's at the core of the stars we see. Because her hair is curly and wild, she don't need nothing in it to transcend. Being simple in that way, with a need for nothing more. Because her beauty is raw and wild, of all stars she's at the core. Well, she don't need to put nothing in her hair. Raw and wild like her. Where she She don't need to put nothing in her hair. Curly and wild, just like her. Because her beauty is raw and wild, she takes Fifth Avenue in stride. Curly and wild, she's trust every night. Being honest in that way, with a smile of teeth and glee. Because her beauty is raw and wild, she's at the core of the stars we see. Because her beauty is raw and wild, she's at the core of the stars we see.